Afternoon, I'd like to call the House Transportation Committee to order. Today is Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. We are in the Barnes Committee Room, Room 124, the Alaska State Capitol Building. Let the record reflect that the time is 1:03 p.m. Today we have President Representative Craig Johnson, Representative McKay, Representative Sumner, Representative Stutes, and myself, Chair McCabe. The staff assisting us today are Recording Secretary Linda Jensen and Moderator Susan Quigley, as well as Angela Steffel, my committee aide. Thank you, ladies, for your service today. If everyone could please silence their cell phones. Today, we have one item of business, SB 141, an act naming the Raymond and Esther Conquest Bridge. It's my plan to hear the bill, hear invited in public testimony, and move it to its next committee, if that's the will of the Transportation Committee. First off, I'd like to apologize a little bit. I may have mentioned that we were going to move 233 on Saturday. Since then, we've received a couple of amendments that we're looking into. So we're kind of reviewing when the amendment deadline was and that sort of thing. So we'll just have to see how that goes. So we won't be hearing 233 today, if I did say that. Okay, SB 141. Sam Greeley, staff to Senator Lyman Hoffman, is here to present the bill. Mr. Greeley, please come to the table, place your name on the record, and begin your introduction of this fine bill for us.
All right. For the record, this is Sam Greeley, staff to Senator Hoffman. Senator Hoffman sends his apologies for not being here. He's attending to other state business. And with that, I could go through the sponsor statement if it's okay with the chair.
Yep, that'd be great.
All right. So on March 22nd, 2003, the Aleknagik City Council and the Aleknagik Tribal Council adopted Joint Resolution 2302, requesting the legislature change the name of the Wood River Bridge to the Raymond and Esther Conquest Bridge. A little background on Raymond. He grew up in the Bethel area, but eventually made it to Aleknagik when he was about 14. He spent a lot of his younger years working for the Department of Transportation, being a heavy equipment operator. He would later work for the NERCA Lodge, caretaking that lodge. That's where he met his wife, Esther, and those two were basically inseparable. The Conquests got into commercial fishing. They owned the Gypsy and the Ricky T, and they would fish sockeye throughout the region. Raymond was also known for his trapping and his snaring skills, and Esther was known for her crafts. She was quite the fur seamstress. She was also recognized in 2007 as the Bristol Bay Native Associate Corporation Elder of the Year, and it's given to elders who are recognized for their devotion towards the betterment of Alaska Natives and promoting and preserving cultural heritage and Alaska Native customs, folklore, and traditional arts. And so she was the recipient that year. That's kind of a little background on it. The main reason why this bill is brought forward is Raymond and Esther, they basically served as emergency medical services for the community of Aleknagik. Whenever something went wrong, they were the transportation to get them to Dillingham, which had better healthcare there. So basically Raymond and Esther, they took care of the whole community. Something that the community didn't have to worry about how do they get to Dillingham when they had these folks here, and so they served that purpose before the bridge. And when the bridge was built in 2015, Raymond was honored to be the first one to drive across the bridge in his blue Chevy, and basically his quote is he was going to fight for that bridge until he died. So he got to be honored to be the first one to cross it, and that's the crux of this bill, and I'm available for questions.
Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have a question. You said that there was a letter from the city council, resolution from the city council and the tribe, but yet I noticed that it's an unsigned resolution, and it's those same tribe members listed on this resolution that sent the letter of opposition to this bridge, and I'm curious what's going on. Obviously, there must be some split in the community or something.
Through the chair to Representative Stutes, I don't have the full detail on why it wasn't signed. I did add the minutes to that meeting, and they did unanimously adopt the resolution. So what their issue is, I'm not sure, and I couldn't provide you details at the moment, but I'd be happy to get back to the committee.
Follow up?
Can you tell me what relationship he is to Senator Hoffman?
Through the chair to Representative Stutes, I believe Raymond Conquest is the cousin of Senator Hoffman. Okay. But I could get back to the committee on that as well.
Thank you. And no, I'm not at this moment. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thanks. I think everybody in Alaska has cousins in Alaska. I'd also like to note that Representative Mina joined us at 1:04 p.m. Thanks for being here. So any further questions? I think we were supposed to have somebody online invited to public testimony. I don't see anybody, but I'll open public testimony anyways. So here we go with that. Okay, public testimony is now open for SB 141, which is the naming of the bridge across the
Wood River.
Right. So many rivers out there. So I don't see anybody in the room that wants to testify unless Mr. Mills would like to come forward. And okay. And online, nobody online yet. Okay, I guess I'll close public testimony. Representative Stutes.
Thank you. I do have one more thing. I noticed that you said you enclosed the minutes and that this resolution was passed unanimously. And I also noticed that the tribe members whose names are on the resolution and who sent the letter of opposition happened to be absent from that meeting where this resolution was passed unanimously. Let's see. Yeah, they were not at the meeting, so there's clearly, I don't know what the issue is, but there's obviously some issue.
You have a comment on that, Mr. Greeley?
Through the chair to Representative Stutes, I don't have any comments clarifying it, but if the committee would like, I could look into it and try and identify the concern.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate it. Well, I think it would be appropriate, being that we have an unsigned resolution, the members that are sent the letter of opposition, their signatures not on the resolution that was sent to us, and they were absent from the meeting where they discussed it. So there's obviously a problem somewhere, and it might be worthwhile. It might be insignificant. I don't know. I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't know either, although I do see that the mayor was at the joint council meeting at the Aleknagik School, and he was part of the unanimous approval of the resolution, and I'm not sure why they are now saying that it's unsigned, so maybe it'd be worth
I think it's the tribe members that seem to have some opposition. The Aleknagik Traditional Council, the president and the acting secretary, and they were both absent from the meeting that this was voted on.
Representative Mina.
Thank you, Chair McCabe. To the chair, to Rep. Stutes, it looks like the email testimony, the area that you're looking at, it crops out the signatures of the original resolution to highlight
And I'm just quoting from the email that the community mayor didn't sign it. So I don't think it's the tribe in opposition and supporting, but just highlighting that the community mayor didn't sign the document.
If you look at your packet, you can see it's not signed. And here's the letter of opposition that is written by those people that didn't sign it. And those same people were not at the meeting where this was discussed. So I think, I don't know what the issue is. Anyway, just thought I'd bring it to the committee's attention. I think it's, you might not want to rush this right through.
Thanks. I think I'm going to take a brief at ease for just a sec. Okay, back on the record. So I guess what I'd like to do is get the will of the committee on the record as far as what you want to do. This has another committee of referral. It goes to finance. That would give Mr. Greeley and the good senator a chance to maybe figure out the sort of the disparity or between the letter of opposition, the single letter that we have about this, and the resolution. It also would have been helpful to have somebody online from the city that could maybe explain the whole thing to us, and they're just not here. So short of calling them, I could hold this bill, but it would likely mean, due to time constraints, that it would probably not make it through. So what I prefer to do, and this is just my preference, it's totally up to you folks, is move it along to finance and give Mr. Greeley and Senator Hoffman a chance to collect some more data and hear it in finance. So, but it's totally up to you. So, Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm guessing if we could hold it and get this resolved, then it'll fly through finance. It'll be a slam dunker. But if they have to go, they're going to have all those. I mean, we just came from a meeting, and they're going to be really hearing a lot of bills. And if they have to start fixing our bills, they're not going to get heard. So I'd rather us fix it and then push it through myself.
Well, let's see what the rest of the committee does. Sure. Representative McKay, do you have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is Representative McKay. I move committee substitute for Senate Bill 141, work order LS0717-B from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Is there an objection?
I object.
Okay, Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representative Stutes.
No.
Representative Mina.
No.
Was that a no?
Can I just say it again? No.
Darn it. It almost
Representative
worked.
Sumner.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative McKay.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Representative Vance is not present. Chairman Kate.
Yes.
4 yeas, 2 nays.
Okay, with a vote of 4 yeas and 2 nays, Senate Bill 141 is moved from committee with no fiscal notes and no amendments. And that completes our work on SB 141. So for Thursday's meeting, we will be hearing Representative Mina's HB 355, yay, under bills previously heard or scheduled. Also, I would suggest keeping HB 233 in your committee book. And seeing no other business before the committee.
No questions.
Or if representatives might have a question. Representatives.
Thank you. Well, you said no fiscal notes, so why is this going to finance?
Well, it does have a, I'm sorry. I should have said it does have a fiscal note. It's got a
28
attached fiscal notes. Sorry.
Okay.
I misspoke. So should I say that again?
No, I get the message.
Okay, so we have an attached fiscal note that's going with this bill.
Okay.
For the recording secretary. So, any other questions? All right. So, seeing no other business before this committee, we will adjourn at 1:19.
Not on
so, Sam.